Now, continuing the Earth to Protect series tonight, our new climate change and climate action program, Orla and Jolene took a look at an alternative to cars and carbon-fueled vehicles and how you can get around on a lower carbon footprint.
Ours to Protect on Beat.
There's a new kid on the block in Wexford Town, a mode of transport that is both efficient and sustainable, the electric bike.
We have, on a trial basis for a year, an e-bike sharing scheme for Wexford Town. They're supplied by Bolt in partnership with Wexford County Council. So what they are is 50 bikes have been brought to town for people to jump on, jump off.
That's Claire Goodwin. She's the walking and cycling officer for Wexford County Council. The Bolt e-bikes are at 45 parking locations around Wexford Town and you can park or pick up at those locations. More are being added where demand is.
It saves you looking for car parking space in town, saves you the car parking fee, takes one more car out of town. It's not suitable for everybody, but where it is, we're seeing the use, we're seeing the demand.
The shared cycle scheme is part of Wexford County Council's Climate Action Plan, which is due to be produced in 2024. Frank Burke is the Climate Action Coordinator at Wexford County Council.
Claire and her team in Active Travel have come up with is the shared cycle scheme. And, you know, that's hugely beneficial in trying to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. We have a target of reducing our greenhouse gas by 51% by 2030. So this will go some way towards that and every little bit helps.
To rent a Bolt e-bike in and around Wexford Town, you'll need the Bolt app and have a payment card tied to your account. Pricing for e-bikes around Wexford is currently set at 18 cent per minute.
So there's no unlock fee. That's the unique thing about Bolt, because a lot of the other bike schemes do have an unlock fee of like a euro or something like that. So it's 18 cent a minute and the average journey is 10 to 15 minutes. So about €2, €2.50 a ride, something like that. The good thing to know is if you were just popping in, say, for a coffee, you didn't want to unlock your bike, you can pause and lock it. And that means that bike is reserved for you, so nobody else can come along while you're getting your coffee and jump on that bike. And that reduces the fee then to 5 cents a minute.
So we needed someone to try out the shared cycle scheme in Wexford Town. So who better than Beat's head of news and Wexford native, Jolene Murphy?
I haven't gotten on a bike that hasn't been in a spinning class in about 3 years, so this should be fun.
The Bolt app brings up a map of Wexford Town so you can choose a bike nearest you. Each e-bike has an adjustable seat and a front basket. The bike's frame is built from 100% recycled aluminium and the maximum motorised speed is 25 kilometres per hour. The Bolt e-bike has a range of up to 90 kilometres in a single charge. So, let's do this.
Downloaded. So, you see the scan here. So, you scan the QR code. There's one on the back wheel and one on the body of the bike. So, we will scan that. And now we'll see start ride. So you just press that and we should hear a little click on the bike soon. Done. Okay, there's the signal that tells you the bike is ready to go.
You're off! Where'll I go? The options are endless.
Just spin around here until you get comfortable with it. So lift it off, put your foot against the stand.
Yeah.
This the other way.
Oh yeah, the other way.
And just lift it off the stand.
Oh, it's a proper sturdy bike.
It's very sturdy. Oh, I got the other way!
It's important to replace our trips from carbon intensive car journeys to more effective ways of reducing emissions by cycling your bike and trying to reduce the number of journeys that you make down to the shop or the park or whatever.
This is class. I'll definitely use it.
If you can, you know, change your behaviour and say, right, I'm going to try and, you know, use the Bolt bikes rather than hopping in my car all the time. All that makes a difference in reducing emissions. And along with that, you're reducing, you know, noise pollution, you're reducing air pollution, and you have the whole feel-good factor, and the health and well-being is a huge part of it as well.
Once you start and push off, you feel the power in it straight away, and it's not that it's gone too fast, but it kind of takes off. And then you have the two brakes in front, so as soon as I was like, oh my goodness, it's picking up, it's actually not fast, it's because I am wobbly, but the brakes are really soft and they're very secure, so I can see the speed on the front of it as well. And it feels very sturdy. I have to say, even though I haven't been cycling in a long time, I would feel fairly confident giving this a whirl around.
When you finish your ride, park up the bike in a designated parking location and end your ride, press the end ride button, and that will bring you to the camera. You need to photograph the bike to show that you have located it properly, because otherwise your card will continue to be charged. So that just guarantees that the bike is parked correctly.
Perfect. Brilliant. Claire, thank you so much. I'm off. Orla, I'll see you in work.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Now you can catch Ours to Protect every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. here on Beat 102-103.